With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Security forces in Nigeria are searching for nearly 300 children who were abducted from their school by motorcycle-riding gunmen. We get more from the BBC's Myeni Jones.
It's the third abduction involving children in just over a week here in northern Nigeria. First, some internally displaced children and women were abducted from just outside their camp, as it were, gathering firewood. It's suspected that that was carried out by Boko Haram fighters. Then there was an attack on Thursday.
No group has claimed responsibility officially for any of the recent abductions, but authorities suspect Islamic extremists. Also at SRNnews.com, the presidential campaign was in full swing yesterday as both Joe Biden and Donald Trump held rallies in Georgia. The president said he opposes Republican efforts to pass a nationwide abortion ban.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose. Well, hear me loud and clear. Not on my watch.
Trump told supporters that his top priority is to secure the U.S. border.
On day one of my new administration, I will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration, and we will use every tool at our disposal to rid our country of the monsters who Joe Biden set loose to threaten and kill innocent Americans.
Microsoft says it is still trying to evict the elite Russian government hackers who broke into the email of senior company executives in November and have since been trying to breach customer networks. In a regulatory filing, Microsoft said the hackers used data obtained in the intrusion to compromise some source code repositories and internal systems. Microsoft did not name the customers it said the hackers were attempting to breach. This is SRN News. Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future, but Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A 20-year-old Michigan man who admitted using social media to make violent threats against Jewish people has been sentenced to a year and a day in prison. Prosecutors had sought a prison sentence of nearly 3 years. The man is accused of using Instagram to spread neo-Nazi ideology, discuss plans to kill people, and praise mass shooters. This is SRN News. Italian lawmakers have approved the country's participation in an EU naval mission to protect cargo ships in the Red Sea from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen who are threatening maritime traffic.
Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani told lawmakers that the mission, launched last month, is strictly defensive. However, he noted that Italian ships would have the power to defend themselves. The Iranian-backed Houthis have waged a campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in protest of Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas, launched in retaliation for Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7th.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A U.S. Army vessel carrying equipment for building a temporary pier in Gaza now on its way to the Mediterranean. The voyage began just 2 days after the White House announced plans to ramp up U.S. aid deliveries by sea. More details at SRNnews.com.